It could be the first shipment of oil from Libya in nearly 3 weeks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. An oil tanker is expected to dock at a key eastern Libyan port held by the rebel government there. The country was knocked out of the oil business when a no-fly zone began to be enforced 18 days ago. Michelle Visi-Bachman is from Lloyd's List in London. She covers the shipping industry, and she's with us now. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Steve.
Who's selling this oil? Is it rebels? And who's going to be buying it?
Well, what we've worked out so far is that the first shipment being sold by the Arabian Gulf Oil Company, which is a subsidiary of the National Oil Company that broke off quite early in the conflict from the government-controlled oil company. We know that Qatar is marketing the oil, and that could suggest that it's destined for France or Italy, which are normal buyers of Libyan crude.
What kind of sign does this send to the international community about oil sales coming from Libya?
Well, I think it really signals that if this shipment is successful, that Libya is back open for international oil trading.
There was some dispute about whether rebels would be able to sell the oil under international law. Has that been cleared up?
According to the lawyers we've spoken to, because the money from the sales is not going to the government-held National Oil Company or for the Gaddafi families, that therefore, according to their guidelines that were clarified last week, that yes, it's okay for these kind of deals to take place.
Michelle Visi-Bachman from Lloyd's List, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Back here at home, House Republicans today will introduce a plan to trim more than $5 trillion from the federal budget over the next decade. Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan's plan would find many of the savings by overhauling Medicare. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
It's a plan to privatize Medicare. Congressman Ryan calls it premium support. The plan calls for Medicare as we know it to be dissolved. The next generation of seniors would buy private insurance plans. The government would pay a percentage of those premiums. Critics say the very sick or the very poor may end up forced into plans with fewer benefits, and all seniors would pay more for their insurance company's administrative costs.
So in other words, all the problems of private insurance.
J.B. Silvers teaches healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University.
You also then would get the good things about private insurance.
People might be more prudent in choosing a plan and have more incentives to shop around for care. Senior citizens are wealthier as a group than they were when Medicare was passed 45 years ago. Representative Ryan's plan would make them pay more for their health care.
I mean, it's a huge gamble with Grandma. And to be honest, Grandma's not going to like this at all.
Ryan's made it clear that for everybody 55 and older, Medicare will stay exactly the same. So the question is, how do the future grandmas feel about his plan? In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are lower right now. Asian stocks are down. China's central bank raised interest rates again in an effort to cool fears about inflation, mainly high food prices. Yesterday on Wall Street, the NASDAQ was flat. The Dow tacked on 23 points to end the day at 12,400.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
A graduate student from London has developed an iPhone app that's part GPS and part mood ring. The new technology comes as the British government this month begins its own big survey of happiness as a way of measuring national productivity. From London, we continue Marketplace's Economy 4.0 series with special correspondent David Brancaccio.
Here's how the app works. Folks in Britain download it for free, then it bugs them a few times a day, asking, scale of 0 to 10, how happy are you right now? The app taps into the phone's navigation system to produce a geographical map of happiness levels across the UK, hence the name Mappiness.
We can reach thousands of people and we can know just where they are so that we can look at the environment in that location.
George McCarran led the team that developed Mappiness, which can figure out if someone feeling happy or sad is, at that moment, in a concrete jungle or near something more green.
Almost everybody can agree that green space is lovely, but the crucial thing really is, how lovely is green space? There are lots of things that we want to spend public money on and our own money on, and so working out how much of it should go on these elements of the environment is an important thing to do.
Happiest place in Britain, Angus in Scotland. The happiest time is, no surprise, 8 p.m. Saturday. But on a Tuesday, the most miserable day of the week, I've ended up here. Slough, a London suburb. It's the fictional home of the British version of the TV show The Office, but Slough is a real place, and according to Mappiness, the unhappiest place in Britain. 86-year-old Hilda awaits a bus outside a shopping mall here with nothing green in sight.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you today?
About 3, I suppose.
So not so happy?
The thing is, I lost my husband 23 years ago, so I just have to plod on. What can you do?
Hilda's not the iPhone type, which is one drawback of Mappiness. It only measures iPhone users. Also, the app doesn't just ask about happiness when it beeps. It also asks what you're doing at that moment, working, playing, or...
I think the option that we actually ask is intimacy, making love.
Which could affect the results in the grand tradition of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. How happy can you be with that Mappiness app interrupting proceedings? In London, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, Kelly and Todd Fox from Shelby, Michigan, want to corner the market on a new kind of wine. Not red, not white, green wine, asparagus wine. Michigan is a big asparagus producer. And the good news about asparagus, it doesn't take near as long to ferment as other crops. So instead of waiting for that vintage Bordeaux to get just right, you can pop that cork of veggie deliciousness. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Along with the rest of the economic data, measuring happiness. In Britain, the Prime Minister thinks it can be done with precision.
If I thought this was woolly and insubstantial, I wouldn't be bothering with it.
I'm Bob Moon. The British government has just started asking people about their happiness, but what will be done with the results? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.